I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Let's get this show on the road.
Yeah.
And by the way, this, as far as the real estate show goes, this is our final show today. Kind of a surreal feeling.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while.
How many years have you guys been here?
I've been on it over a decade. So it was July of 2009 when I started. Ryan Yardley, who's actually going to call in today.
Oh, good.
Started it, and I think he was on for maybe about 6 months beforehand. And then yeah. Mr. Prasky, I don't know, when we let you in?
Boy, almost 9 years ago. What's going on? Yeah. Almost 9 years now.
Wow.
So, yeah, well
Can't
over
believe
eight.
That. Well, it's been a lot of fun. You guys have brought a lot of information about your business and to our listeners. It's been a very educational show.
Well, thank you.
And I think we're going to have a lot of your colleagues, a lot of friends, a lot of people calling in today.
Yeah, some of the people that were, you know, big parts of the show, yeah. I mean, the people would know. We just thought it would be good if they called in and kind of said a little something. And so, yeah.
But we can
listeners, though. I mean, I think that's the reason. Yeah. Chris and I were trying to sit there and we were kind of going through our heads, like, why do we do this? And it's the listeners. I mean, you know, it's been years of.
Yeah. I think that, in fact, I want to give the phone number, too, because if you still, we're still going to do the same thing. If you have a real estate question, right?
I think we still know what we're doing.
Yeah, 651-989-92. Well, let's not go too far. 651-989-92.
Well, at least I do, Daddy.
Yes, yeah. I know. So, and that's the same number, but if you want to send a text or a real estate question by phone, it's the same number. But can I ask you one more time what the week was like in real estate?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Actually, you'd be surprised. I mean, usually coming up towards Christmas, I mean, everything stops. But that hasn't been the case. I mean, we've been going.
Yeah.
I mean, you too, Preston?
Yeah, I've been very, thank you for changing the subject. Very busy. I've been, new construction, surprisingly, has really jumped up this last 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, we've been a lot of people, I think, trying to beat the end of the year price increases, which a lot of the, if you haven't been familiar with the new construction, this is the time your most vendors and you know, laborers sit down and analyze their business. And then this is when they do their price increases and pass that along to the builders they work for. So you do see usually by January, February, most builders will adjust their numbers. You know, some of them try to spread it out throughout the, you know, first quarter of the year. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you'll see prices increase. You know, with wages and everything else. So
yeah, well, you guys had that same feeling last week. So there seemed to be kind of a trend here.
Yeah, we think going into 2020 is going to be great.
Oh yeah, so. I think it's going to be a fantastic year next year. I think if we can just stay focused on what we can control, right? So as agents and as consumers, I mean, if you have a good job, you have good pay, and you have a nice opportunity in front of you to build a house or buy a house, you know, to do it. I think it's the distractions of the world that could possibly slow us down with confidence, but. You know, a lot of people don't watch the news anymore. They kind of tune it out, and I think that's a smart way to live your life.
Nowadays, for sure.
I would say I agree. Yeah.
And next year, maybe this is perfect timing for us
take
to
a year off.
Take a year off. Yeah, exactly. We'll, maybe we'll come back after that.
All right. 651-989-9226.
Yeah.
We have somebody on the line?
Well, here, let me just kind of preface this.
Okay.
Greg has been a long-time listener up in Alexandria, and he's
cool.
Always Facebooking us and giving us questions.
Oh, really?
And he's on the text screen we always get, we can only see, like, the first couple numbers.
Right.
And he's always 320, and he always got good questions, and I sent him a message last night on Facebook saying it was our last show, so.
All right. Well, let's get Greg on the air. Greg, good morning. What do you want to say to these guys?
Well, excellent show. I've really enjoyed listening to your program over the years, and I enjoy that you guys explain it in layman's terms so that the listener can understand more about what the real estate business is about. And going to miss you. We have a program up here on KXRA from 10 to 12 called the Real Estate Hour, and I guess that'll have to substitute till you guys reappear or whatever your plans are. But
Well, maybe they
can. It's weird hearing Greg's voice.
Maybe they can take the show on the road. You guys will be traveling.
Yeah, there you go.
You can go around the state.
See if they need a guest up there, Greg.
Sure. All right. Do that.
Thank you, Greg.
Who else is on the line? There's a fellow by the name of Jeff Zweifel.
Oh, boy.
I think.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Denny. Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. We're kind of winding down here.
The best part about Jeff Zweifel. Oh, sorry, Jeff. Hold on a second. I got to say something about you.
Yeah.
Remember, Jeff would always be, and he was with us here a lot.
Yes.
But he'd always mention to the others, "Hey, this is Jeff."
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he'd always say his name, and
it makes me laugh.
We should probably do that more often.
But he's an attorney.
Jeff is an attorney. Yeah. A big short sale guy and a real estate attorney.
Well, I want to say something about you guys too, Chris and Andy. You. And Denny, you guys gave me the opportunity to have during that deep part of the recession, we really were able to, without you, I don't know how we would have ever got the word out to so many people that the three of us, the recession, we really were able to, without you, I don't know how we would have ever got the word out to so many people that the three of us, you know, and you guys on the selling end too, but that we helped, that we're in trouble with and had a short sale and avoided foreclosure and got on with their lives. You guys were all instrumental in that. And I just really thank you for that. And all the fun I had and the camaraderie with you guys. It was really fun.
Well said. So,
Well, thank you too, Jeff. I know that we get compliments all the time about your wisdom and your, I said, when somebody's in trouble, a lot of times they don't want to ask for help. And you guys have done a great job over the years with people that are in, you know, that situation where they don't know what to do with their mortgage and they're, you know, they're having tough times and you guys are the light in the, in the storm.
And they still are doing it.
And you still are doing it. Yes, I should say that. Yeah, you're not going anywhere. We are. So,
you know.
But thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, you're well. I'm excited to see what you guys do next. So
thanks, Jeff.
Wish you the best.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling, Jeff. Appreciate that.
You know, when this program started, it was 2000, the end of 2008 when it started, and that's
tough
when everything
time.
Was going down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, I mean, and I think that's like Ryan Yardley, when he first started it. I mean, that was at that time, it was a brokered show, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, for him to start that at a time that, you know, real estate was going down was just crazy. But, and the other part was to be able to make this informative show versus like an infomercial.
Yep.
It wasn't about you and I. I mean, we've gotten a lot of business from this show.
Right.
It's been fantastic. We've gotten to know a lot of the industry.
Yep.
But this show was to just give people information, you know?
Speaking of the devil, I shouldn't put it quite that way.
Pretty much.
But Ryan Yardley, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
So far, so well. It's going okay. It's going okay.
I'm getting a little soft over here, Ryan.
Oh, Lordy. I tell you, those early years were just such a battle because, but it was a good timing. I think we thought that the timing of the show was good because there was so much uncertainty in the game at that time and people were scared and their houses were going down and foreclosures were everywhere. And we kind of talked every week about, hey, there's going to be a bottom.
Yeah.
Right. You
know? At some point. I mean, that was, I remember answering a lot of questions when people would say, "Hey, what's going to happen this spring?" And my new word became depends, and it became depends because in the past we could say, "Hey, in the spring it's going to go up, we're going to be fine, we'll be doing this," but we never knew what was going to happen.
No, and it sure did bounce though. But I got involved with a lot of people and a lot of investment properties back in 7, 8, and 9, and we did have to wait a long time, depending upon when you got in. But there were a lot of people that bought, around the bottom of the market there, and they've had, they've almost doubled their values since then.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think that was one of the exciting things for Chris and I too, is helping those people that did buy those houses in those time frames when it was scary for everybody else. And now you look at some of the equity positions they have, and they've made a really wise decision,
When everyone was looking at that market as, oh my gosh, just hunker down, there's people that were going out there and making things happen.
Diving in.
And then obviously it turned. But I think what's interesting too is Ryan Yardley started this show as a title company, I think that was you know, to be able to kind of bring the industry together. That's another thing that you try to do. And that's what we kind of continued the show as, Ryan.
Yeah, no, I've followed along, and I don't miss. I tell you, the funny thing is, I remember, and I was telling Chris used to like to go on location and leave the studio and go to the fair and go to the show, and I had a tough time concentrating. I remember
the fans wanted to see me, Ryan.
Yeah. I remember these people eating those Sweet Martha's cookies, and I was standing on that porch. I'm sure Denny can relate.
Yes, very much so.
Hard to concentrate with the crumbs are falling, and I'm trying to stay focused on the real estate.
Yeah, you've just explained the whole State Fair feeling.
You had to be Andy Prasky. When Andy came, he'd go around to all the stands and say, "Hey, we'll mention you if you bring us food." So we always had food coming up to that place.
Ryan, it's great to hear your voice. I'm glad you chimed in here on this this final real estate show today. And
guys,
hope to see you down the road somewhere.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you. Yeah, great show, guys.
Thank you very much, Ryan Yardley. We need to take a quick break here. We have more show to come. The Real Estate Show. If you have any kind of a real estate question, 651-989-9226. Same number applies to the text messages as well. We moved up to 24 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in the Twin Cities. We hope to see some sunshine and highs near 41. Welcome back to our Real Estate Show. If you have that kind of a question, call it in or text it in. Same number applies, 651-989-9226. Here again, Chris and Andy.
Yeah, I've got a little trivia question. So we did, it looks like, a little over 550 shows.
Wow.
And the trivia question is, how many times did Andy show up on time?
You don't have to poke another hole in my boat today, Rudy. I'm already balling the way it is.
Is this a trick question?
No, I think it was once.
I'm saying 500 that he was on time. Yeah. No, not on time. Like, you know him. Andy's always going and running. I mean, that's why we love the guy, though. He'd always come in here. Remember, we'd have to take little breaks so he could catch his breath.
Remember the O.J. Simpson commercials where he ran through the airport? That was a lot of times that's me coming
jumping
in.
Over suitcases. Yeah.
It was funny. This morning, he called me, and he always calls me before the show, and it was like, this last time I would bug you, but it always was, "Hey, I'm running hot. I'll be there in a little bit." But
yeah,
so why should you can still call me.
Well, today I did want to thank all of my clients. We have today was kind of an unusual day for me too, because we had our big annual movie event where we bring all of our past clients in. We had over 500 people show up at the movie theater this morning. We had the princesses, the lookalike girls that were there taking pictures with the kids, and Darth Vader came again, and I had so much gratitude. My heart was ready to explode this morning with all the people that came, and just fun time of year to enjoy that. And it was, in this, like, again, this show, the listeners that turned into customers over the years, and we just wanted to thank everybody, you know. And I think, Chris, you had kind of a few people we wanted to run down a list and mention.
Yeah, we got a bunch of them, but I think we got to answer a real estate question.
I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's do Shelly is kind enough to call in from Roseville. Shelly, what's your question for the guys?
Well, I purchased my condominium in November of 2007, right before the market went down. And luckily, I didn't have to put a mortgage on it. I'm going to sell it now, the spring of 2020. What can I look at as far as a real estate, what they would charge in commission or fees? The condominium itself is only 686 square feet.
Mm. Okay. Any ideas?
Yeah, that's a very fair question. I mean, a lot of times agents that can, you know, work, depends on in what capacity. If you have a buyer lined up, they could work for a small fee to just write the paperwork up, all the way up to a normal, I'd say, Minnesota commission is about 6%. Some people work for less, some people work for a little bit more, depending on what they're being asked of them to do. So, you know, if it's an easier sale per se, I think it usually can be negotiated. If it's
you could do a facilitator type thing where if you don't want them to do a ton, there's options out there to be able to just list it on MLS through a company and pay out a buyer's agent.
Right.
So, but you know, everything's based on percentages. So the lower the percentage, I mean, you got to remember, I mean, there's marketing that goes into it.
Right.
How much that agent's going to pay to market it and not get paid. So,
and you and I have always said this. Let's say you pay somebody 7% on a property. So you say, "Oh, I'm overpaying on the commission," but they give you so much more in marketing that you actually fetch another $10,000 in your pocket. You really want to analyze what are they giving you for what you're paying is the key thing.
It's being able, I mean, what we've talked about on this radio show for 10 and a half years is preparing your house for sale. And I'm telling you, that's where you make thousands and thousands of dollars is doing it right from the beginning.
Listening to your agents.
And some people won't tell you that. And you want to hear that. And, you know, typically those people get paid to give you that information.
I think that's one of the big things that you guys brought to this show was that was this education, educating we as consumers, buyers and sellers of what you can do to help yourself. I mean, that's a big part of this thing.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, a lot of the industry listens to this too. And we get that a lot. We hear that. Yeah. And, it was kind of a help. And it actually was somewhat of an inspiration, for a company that I started working on 4 years ago is to, a market and a mindset company to be able to help agents out. Because they were taking some of the stuff that we were talking about. And then it was weird because then they'd talk about it and say, well, what'd you mean by that? Because obviously we got about 37 minutes an hour here to be able to talk and you got a lot of people to answer, but it was that's another neat part, the whole industry part of it. And I think we'll hit on a bunch of those. I know we got a couple lenders that were here a lot that are going to call in and then, we'll kind of run down and talk about that.
All right. Well, let's take a bit of a break here. We have another half hour of the show to go, so don't go away. Let's get a Wicks and Jewelers time check. It's 10:29. Don't fight the mall crowds. Visit Wicks and Jewelers, park at their front door, and their expert staff will help you find the perfect gift. And good morning. Welcome back to the Real Estate Show here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. You have that kind of a question, you can text it, you can call it. It's the same number, 651-989-9226. You guys want to thank a whole lot of people that have helped make this show such a success.
I'm sure we're going to miss some people, but just want to get them out there. Jennifer Dierkhuizing, Refined Lending. Jennifer's great. With us for a long time. Steve Gotti. Remember the mobster, we always called him.
Yeah, the Gotti. The Italian
Alyssa Cheeky. Alyssa Cheeky. Matt Helen and John Schrader at Cambria.
Yep.
Chachi Chasich at Bay Equity. John Castellone when he was at W.J. Bradley. Lolo. Nick, remember Lolo?
Sure.
Nick Lolo teaching. He's with Leader One, and same with Eric and Taryn, who own that. Yep. Mona Edick at Bay Equity. Travis Christensen, Loan Depot. Pat Remick.
Yep.
What do we call him?
Blueberry.
Blueberry with Greenside Landscape. Chris Mahold always helped people out with their accounting at MFK. Cindy Coble. Fantastic at Title Smart. Kevin Webb, All-American Title. Garth Johnson. Yep. Garth Johnson was a big guest of ours for a long time because of all the foreclosures.
Weird enough, Garth is also the reason why I'm on this show.
Really?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
actually,
we met through
Garth.
I take
it one step back. Connie Augustin is the reason why I'm on the show. Connie and I worked together. She then worked for Garth during the foreclosures, and then that's how I met Chris and through Garth, and it was just, and it worked out. So thank you guys.
And our whole concept was, you know, that I would be more the southern half, and we'd have someone on the northern half, and then Andy and I kind of, I mean, we think a lot alike, but then there's a lot of things that we're different on, but it worked out really good.
Yeah.
Anton Cheskis.
Yeah.
Prior Lake Attorney. Yep. Sean Peters. Deb Newell. Remember Deb Newell?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Deb was a feisty woman. Eric Anderson at Minnesota Home Rental.
Yep. Awesome.
Kevin Quagliano, Alexander.
Oh, yeah. He helped us out here. Moving some furniture for sure. Yeah,
Brett Alexander Evenson Kevin. And a number of things. Ryan Edick Inspections.
Yep.
Laura Sinkfield, Liberty Title.
Yeah.
I mean, so many people. And we got a couple more here, too.
All right, let's go back to the phones. I think line one has a familiar sound to him. Good morning, Travis.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Travis MN Home Loans. See, I'm going to finally get it right, .com.
Travis MN Loans.
Oh, darn it. I still got it wrong.
Well, at least you're consistent, Rooney, you know?
So I just wanted to call in and, you know, thank you guys. And I got a couple little anecdotes here. You know, over the years, you know, I get a lot of clients and, you know, listeners and acquaintances. You know, they always ask me a couple questions, you know, and, you know, they always, do you like doing the show? And, you know, why do you do it? And, you know, answer is bad. It's like, yeah, I love doing the show. It's great. And, you know, I do it to support Chris and Andy. And then, you know, the question is, you know, do you guys, you know, do I get a lot of business from the show? And, you know, the answer to that is, you know, it's a little hard to quantify that because I do it primarily for branding and to support Chris and Andy. You know, so the common answer there is I do the show to support you guys. You guys are truly some of the best in the business. You know, I've been around in the mortgage business 22 years, know a lot of people, and you guys are definitely the tops in the real estate profession. And I am thankful that I have been allowed to be part of the show with you guys since spring of 2012.
All right. Oh, that's great, Travis. Good words.
That's not fair, Travis.
Really appreciate it. And you know, I look forward to seeing you guys again soon.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be seeing each other for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Travis, thanks for calling in.
Andy, do you want to talk?
No.
I don't think so.
All right.
Let's get Justin.
All right, Justin. Justin's on the line, I believe. Justin, are you with us this morning?
I am with you guys.
Good.
Good morning.
Morning, guys. Hard to believe, over 550 shows. I was listening to that, and I was thinking, it would be amazing to see how many people directly and indirectly you guys in the show in general have helped over the years. It's been a pretty cool ride to watch and see how much it, I think, in a lot of ways has kind of changed how people view you know, our business in general, and certainly positioning you guys in a rightful chair as you know, top of that pyramid. So it's pretty cool, and I have certainly enjoyed the ride, and I've enjoyed helping the people, and what's not to enjoy about Chris and Andy?
Well, thank you.
That's great, Justin. Thanks for taking the time to call.
No problem. I think that's actually the first time I've heard Andy
not talk.
With very few words to say.
That's right. So
it
keep
took
talking.
Took long to do it. Take care, guys.
All right, Justin. Thanks, Justin.
Yep. Sure. Make him cry his last show.
All right. Very good.
Well, Andy's always been kind of a emotional guy, which is, I mean, I think that's his cool part.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's the passion for the business and life, indeed. 651-989-9226. You have something else, Chris?
Yeah, we got more people here to thank. You know, we had a lot of helpers go, and we remembered them all. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Aaron Flanagan, Nicole Reimer. Remember Nicole at the Dave Lee Bowl-a-thon that we did? She's with Edina Realty. Jenny Lutenberger.
Yeah.
We catapulted her to stardom on the radio. Right?
I still listen to her occasionally. Yeah, she's over at KDWB now. She's the morning show's producer. And she upgraded from us.
Yeah, she did. I think she said something really nice about me once, but...
Oh, God.
Maybe you too. Laura Mendel. Laura Mendel helped us. Actually, she ended up in the industry. Awesome. She's doing great as a lender.
Yeah.
You know?
We got to meet her brother, who's one of the funniest guys in the world.
Josh
is fantastic.
Yeah. Emma Petermeyer. Emma was fantastic. She did a lot of stuff for us. Jim Lee Harris. She still works for us there. And Nicole Tomsich, who's with me right now, has been helping. She's the one that does a lot of stuff on the andyandrooney.com. Your wife has done a ton. Lisa. She was always shy to be on here, though. You know, the other thing, we never got your parents on here either. My mom was.
Yeah.
My mom came on because she was a realtor, and I know your dad was a realtor. But,
Fantastic real estate agents.
Yeah. So
I think they taught us the real side of the business, Danny, those guys did. You know, they've been around long enough to understand the relationships are the most important.
Sure.
You know? So.
Yeah. Say, there's a text that came in. I want to attack here. It says, I have windows with varying degrees of fog. It's not a home improvement question, by the way. Wondering about the ROI of replacing them. From a resale perspective, no immediate plans to sell, but is this something that I need to address at some point before selling?
1,000%. And it's maybe just the glass that you need to replace, but if you have foggy windows, they think all the windows are bad or that they're going to be bad, and that's going to be a problem later on. The more you can get them not thinking about those kind of things, the better.
Yeah, and, you know, stick with a brand that's going to have a consistent product line. So if you only do a couple at a time, you know, this is something I've seen over the years where people, they'll do the six in the back corner of the house that, you know, are affected the most. And then a couple years later, they save up their money, do a couple more. And then also you've got, you know, four different kinds of windows in the house. And that's the only time I see it where it kind of hurts you a little bit. But at least their new windows are being replaced and you're maintaining your property, which is what, you know, most buyers would ask for.
Texter says, when an agent retires, is there equity in their business to sell to other agents?
You know, exactly. If they have radio shows, they're really good. The agent is usually the business, you know, and so if they're leaving, it's hard to, you know, maybe if people will, you know, they can refer people to other people, but it's hard to do that from
an agency. You get to a point of where they call it like a legacy program like we have at Advantage Plus, where as you retire, you know, you don't technically own a business, but you have a book of business of people that loved working with you. you try to mirror and find somebody that mirrors your same, you know, morals and ethics, and then you have them kind of take over that marketing to that database. And what will happen is that those people then will say, you know what, hey, this new guy or gal is fantastic, and they're still endorsed by, you know, whoever, and it seems to work out really well.
You know,
and sometimes there's a way to make a little residual income off that for a while too.
But, oh, okay.
You know, sales are sales. So,
yeah. Denny, thanks for going to those so we could kind of regroup here.
Yes.
But Travis and Justin, let's talk about them.
Awesome guys.
Yeah. They were with us from the start.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean, during the times, and we used to have a ton of networking events as well.
Yeah.
Gosh, all those people used to come, and it was so fun. All the different closers and different lenders. And I know we didn't hit on them all, but we want to thank you, Denny. I mean,
this has been fun.
Been here forever.
It really has been fun.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, when you think about it, when we get together each week, it feels so natural. It doesn't feel like we're forcing anything. We actually like each other. We enjoy, you know, and you guys like making fun of me, and it's fun, you know, for you guys.
You get mad sometimes. You give me looks.
When the microphone gets quiet, you can tell.
You know, I'll never forget I don't know if you remember this, Denny, but the second time I was ever on the radio, Mr. Yardley, the guy that we heard from, the first time I came, I had all these notes and I was reading directly from it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden someone asked about another question. I couldn't answer it because it wasn't on my sheet. And then the next week, Ryan Yardley went out and he had a few too many libations. He couldn't get out of the green room, so I had to do it all by myself.
Well, we wouldn't want to talk about that on the radio.
But Denny totally took over and made it smooth for me.
Well, I think, what was it with you, Chris, when you were kind of, you and I were trying to, you know, test market the show a little bit too. I think I was on here once or twice with you before you said, hey, I'm heading out on vacation, and so just run the show for me and see what you think.
That's not been proven. I don't think that's true.
Do you remember that, Denny?
I would never leave him.
Yeah. But, you know, I think my favorite shows with you guys were the state fairs. And the one that you and I both remember is when we met that Nicole Curtis when we were at the Home and Garden show.
Home and Garden.
Remember her?
Oh, I do remember that show.
Yep, rehab addicts.
Offline, she was crazy.
Oh, my. She's so much
little
fun.
Sailor.
No, in a good way. No, I mean, in a good way.
She was awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
She got in a little bit of legal trouble too here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I know I think her heart's in the right place.
Oh, okay.
And you know, and those Home and Garden shows are neat.
I can still picture that day there at the convention.
Sitting
around
that little card table.
Yeah. We lost a caller, and I'm not sure where that caller went, but we have more show to come here.
Yeah. You know, we also wanted to say, when you were gone, Steve Thompson and Susie Jones filled in.
Yeah.
Who were fantastic. Shannon Konepke.
Bob Schomper.
The boss.
Oh, Shannon. Oh, she's
here. She's
wonderful.
Been fantastic to us. And,
what a great person.
Yeah. She did really
great
good
leader.
With us. And Ginny Berg and Sue Thompson, client reps of ours. Jay Daly and, Rob Burrell.
Rob was fantastic.
He was awesome too.
Good guy.
Dennis, you know, and Jonathan, we appreciate everything you do. You know, you've helped out our guests try to manage their stuff, and it was fantastic. Dave Lee and Jimmy Erickson, we were on their shows a lot.
Yeah.
We appreciate them, and then Dan Colhane. Dan Colhane,
the behind the scenes hero, right? That helps
the production guy who did a lot of recording, a lot of editing.
Exactly.
I tell you what, we have more show to come. Let's take a quick break here. On the final real estate show. In the Twin Cities, I see sunshine at least out our window in downtown Minneapolis. Otherwise, you may still see some clouds. CCO temperature right now at 24, heading to near 41. All right, welcome back to our real estate show here on CCO. You want to ask that kind of a question, 651-989-9226. That number also applies to the text question. I know our time is limited here, guys, but should we go to the phones or somebody else?
Let's get Noelle.
All right, let's go back to line one. Go ahead, Noelle. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I couldn't let your show end without calling to just congratulate you guys on an awesome run and being an inspiration for me as a young realtor when I started out, and just looking up to you guys and letting me join you in the fun throughout the years. Really proud of you, too.
Thank you very much.
All right, Noel. Thanks for the call. Great to hear from Noel.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Noel. Now go get to work at the model.
I have an off
date, Chris. Oh, okay. Holidays are off, I guess. Thanks very much. You know, Noel's been on our show. She's she's the video girl.
Yeah.
She actually got us on Facebook a few times, and people actually got to see what Andy looks like.
But she's a good videographer.
They thought she was just, everyone thought you were like 6'8", like 240.
No, it's the opposite. They think I sound short and fat. I always pictured you'd be shorter and fatter. And I'm like, yeah, thank you.
No, if people want to get a hold of us, we both have websites, chrisrooney.com. Yeah. We're not quitting real estate.
No.
This is our last show. We're getting a lot of texts asking about that. It's the final show. It's not just for 2019, but I guess our decade is finished.
Yeah.
And but you can get us at chrisrooney.com or Prasky.com.
Yep.
Or if you want to see us both, it's andyandrooney.com. And then through Facebook, too.
Yeah,
friend us. We got a lot of listeners that are friends with us, too, and can see our stuff. And we're always willing to answer questions.
Like Chris's nice post he put on Facebook that Andy can't stop talking. I'm sure we'll do something new in the new year. We just don't know what we're going to do yet. We just really wanted to use this opportunity for the last show to show our gratitude to everybody here at the station. And, you know, back when we started, we were CBS, and now we're Intercom, and everybody that's been so good to us over the years, and it's been just awesome.
And Andy can't see the text screen, but a lot of people.
Yeah, it's cool. They want to know. We appreciate all that. And I do, too, because, again, I've had an interest in real estate, buying and selling some homes over all these years.
You've been good, Denny. Yeah. You know a lot. I mean, that's just like, I mean, we listen to you on all the stuff and home improvement. I mean, you know, I mean, you're a doctor. I mean, you're a plumber. You're an electrician.
Mechanic.
Now you're a realtor.
Wine expert.
Hey, it's like the movie, The Great Impostor.
Yeah. Did you stay at a Holiday Inn?
Anyway, it's been fun. It's really been a learning experience. And you guys are, besides having all the fun and the seriousness, and we all know that you can't give legal or tax advice.
Yeah. Funny. That's some of the bigger questions we've had, too, over the years. And we have to say it, but we're always able to kind of say it in a situation that maybe pertained to us and what happened in that situation. You know, and Andy lives, like, way up in Canada, so I'm probably not going to see him anymore. Either.
Oh, I have a feeling you
I appreciate that. Thank you.
We have some phone calls.
That's always a joke.
All right. Let's go to line one here. See who's there. Alan?
Yeah. Just wondering if you guys think we're maybe heading for a depression or kind of a dip maybe for a year or two in these real estate prices. I mean, a lot of it based on maybe even how these property taxes have gone up so crazy. Mine are going up $75 a month here for the next year, for $900 for the year. I mean, that has to put a dampening down on these prices, right?
We've been hearing that about the taxes, but I don't know. I just don't feel it. I think there's different price segments that kind of take a little hit now and then, but then they shoot right back up. So I don't feel 2020 is going to be bad at all.
The large amount of people that have their houses that are not financed is really good. The amount of people that put large deposits down is really good. So there's a lot of equity. When there's equity, people don't give up usually their equity, so they hold on to it. So the crash is not anywhere near where we were. If there was ever a housing correction, like we actually just saw for the November's numbers just came out, it finally showed that we're down a little bit in sales. I think it's a lot of consumer confidence, and I think there's just frustration in the marketplace where people are not seeing what they want for a fair price, even though rates are good, and so they just take a break. And, you know, it's easy to rent right now. There's so many rentals.
Or a weird thing, it's maybe coming back to what it used to be a long time ago.
A normal market,
yeah,
right.
A normal market.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. I think Gino's calling from Minnetonka. Gino, you're on CCO.
Hi, guys. Like everybody, I'm going to miss the show a lot. And my question is, I've got a property that I put on the market in July, and it's just a lot. And it's been on the market for a while, and I'm wondering, as I come into the spring market, is there a way to take it off of MLS and put it back on where it will not show the number of days on market when I put it back on?
If you're to relist it, it'll start it over. But we have a thing on MLS called cumulative days on the market, so it will catch that. I know it has to be off for a certain amount of time for that not to click, but all the history and everything's on it now. You know, it's hard to get away with that stuff.
Well, one quick thought there. There's one way around it. They do have you listed as a lot, so you'll be on the listed lots MLS side of the MLS. If you put a to be built on there, maybe you partner with a home builder and you put an example of what could be built on that lot and list it as a single family home that could be built, that would then, I believe, Chris, start that back to zero, if I'm not mistaken. Anybody call in if I'm incorrect. Yeah, but that's another way that you could reset the proverbial clock on MLS.
We've never been wrong on this show. What are you talking about? And if we are, they can't
catch
us. Thank
God there's not a fact checker on the show.
Most memorable moment for you?
By far, State Fair. I love the State Fair, and I love the people. And it's so cool. You see a lot of the regulars. I mean, they come back year after year and they say hi, and they're just such a warm community here. It's awesome to be part of.
Well, yeah, we did a Back to the 50s too, right?
Yeah, totally. Back to the 50s. We did a seminar with Wealth Enhancement that one time. Home and Garden Show. We were there for a long time.
Yep.
You've had Mike Lynch out.
Andy went up to Alexandria, did one live from Alexandria.
Remember that? With all
which
the
is cool. All the boys up there.
Yep.
Mark and Brent and O'Connell.
Up in Cross,
Cross Lake.
Those guys have all been good to us too. Yeah, those are some of the shows that, you know, when you get the real agents in here with real customers, and you're hearing the truth. I mean, this is what's happening, you know, live in today's world, and that's, I guess, my having the opportunity to bring that live, real information to the airwaves has been a treat for me too. You know, so that we're telling it the way it is, and I don't think we sugarcoat it.
Neat text just came in. It said, I also want to thank you for presenting such a lovely show. I have enjoyed listening each Saturday morning. I have horses, and I always bring the radio out with me while your show is on so I can listen while I feed them.
That's awesome.
So I know my horses have enjoyed the show, too, as well as I will really miss listening to you, and thank you so much again. That was a nice text.
She doesn't know Andy's a horse whisperer.
Who knew?
Andy knows. I mean, I'll tell you what some of my favorite moments are when kids come into the show and be here, because Andy is like a big kid. And I mean, if we had film of that and how he plays with them and stuff, I just thought of that.
Thank you. It's
the horses.
Yeah. It's my maturity level, I think. I can relate to
Andy's
the
kids.
I was going to say we have about 3-4 minutes to go before the end of the show. What else can we talk about? We've thanked so many people.
What about Dave Meyer, Busy Web?
Yeah, Dave. Ran into him and his family this morning at our event, and he also wished us well and was like, what are you guys doing? Why are you not doing the show anymore? Yeah. And it's a one of those great guys like him that listens and has a great company, Busy Web, and he was good to us for a lot of years, too.
Yeah, we got a lot of loyal listeners. And I'll tell you, it was always interesting going into houses of WCCO people. And, I mean, the adage is true. Their radio is on, and it's on to 830. It's on all the time. And then almost every one of those houses I went to, they all have Linda's gutters on them. And,
the first 5-10 minutes of the conversation is, what's Denny like? What's Dave Lee like? And they want to know all about the inside scoop at
the
station.
They say, what's Chris Rooney like?
Well, yes. Okay. Yeah. And I
I remember when we first started doing the show, and correct me if I'm wrong, Andy, but did not Chris bring a bunch of 8x10 glossies with him to pass an autograph?
Yes.
I remember
that. I'll get some more of those for you.
Okay, good.
You won't miss out on those.
We have 2-3 minutes left in the show. I mean, folks can still get in touch with you guys. I mean, you're going to be in the business.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, you know, we might even get the occasional call back here, too. You know, we have all but good thoughts, good love towards the station and everybody here, and we just, you know, it's unfortunate. Great opportunity. Sometimes things change, and that's okay with us, and we wanted to let everybody know that, you know, Chris and I are leaving here with our heads up high, and we're very excited about what new opportunities CCO is bringing to the listeners, and we're always going to be around, so God willing.
You're going to be our resources, you know. Some of our producers will be reaching out to you if
any
questions about real
estate. Well, we'd love to share. We love doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I always ask you at the end of every show, do you have any open houses? Now, Christmas is just a few days away.
It's kind of shut down now. It shuts down over the holidays. And actually, truth was, next week was supposed to be our last show, but I happened to be going to Jamaica, and we didn't want to record our last show, so that's why we wanted to do it live with you. And we could have had one more.
Are you going to someplace warm too, Eddie?
You know, no, I'm not this year. We did last year, and it threw me off a little bit having that vacation between Christmas and New Year's. I actually like being around.
Do you?
Yeah. You know what's crazy is that I'm telling you guys listening that if you're selling your house, this is a time of year where a lot of people start looking. So get your stuff online, because the clicks and the looks we get are almost 3 times higher during that week than any other time of the year.
Couple of tips.
Well, just follow
declutter.
Us.
Declutter. Declutter.
Declutter. That's what
declutter,
I want.
Declutter number
ask
one.
You about it.
Declutter, deep clean paint. I think those are your best bets. And again, for us, it's Prasky.com with a Y.
Yep.
ChrisRooney.com, AndyNRooney.com, and also on Facebook.
Yeah. Loyal listeners, just friend us on Facebook too. That'd be more fun. And yeah. We could keep in touch with each
but,
other that way.
But again, AndyNRooney.com, all one word. It'd be lowercase, yep. Right?
Lowercase on Andy. Rooney's all capitals.
All right, very good.
And thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys, for a great show. We appreciate that. I appreciate all your good information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.